From the Shepherd House International in Georgetown, Guyana, Bishop Victor Connors Asabre, anointed by God, will inspire you with rare and down-to-earth but provoking teachings from the Word of God, to love the Lord deeply and to devote yourself to His work. Discover how God can change your life and ministry forever. Now, here is Bishop Collins.
Are you following? You know, so you have to understand spiritual things, and the fact that you don't give a tenth of your increase or 1%, one over 10 of your tithe, of your money or increase or pay or something, doesn't mean that you don't have a problem. You do have a problem. And you'll be going around looking for solutions to the problem, but the problem is a spiritual one. And you have to find yourself in church for that problem to be fixed and solved. A doctor was murdered the other day. Those of you who are following, I tried to bring some of the things that happened in Guyana so the current, so that those of you who don't read newspaper and follow news, at least you know what is happening. Yeah. Nice 49-year-old. I've not even spent the time to read about his specialty and whatever. But he's 49. One of the few people who, if you're going to for a visa at the American Embassy, he's the one who is kind of authorized to do your medical for you. So a lot of people who have gone to the States, you know, through their parents coming for them and putting in for them, they have gone through his hands. So many people know him. You get it? Now, he was killed the other day. And the image of him lying down is too graphic. Otherwise, but I've allowed the folks to project it for you to see. He's on the ground with his pants, you know, halfway, and half of his face is mashed up. A medical doctor. I, ladies and gentlemen, do not know of a doctor who dies like that. Now, you can take it or leave it. No matter what you do outside God, there is a spiritual problem to it. Because somebody who can be so successful in medicine can also allow himself to sit and drink with a 21-year-old boy, a taxi driver, who Maxwell said finished Stewartville Secondary or something the other day. How can somebody who has not even achieved anything in life murder you? When he is not a thief. He didn't come in like a thief. It's not like they came, they broke them down, and they found you and they shot you because they wanted to steal. That is the company he entertains. That is the type of people he entertains. There is a problem to the life, that lifestyle. This is his body, his drinking body. So you see that the person looks different, but then there's a problem. I'm trying to help you understand spiritual problems. So you would think that, somebody's dressed up, somebody's driving, they have a house or something, but there are things behind people's lives. And I was telling my boys here that it is the same thing in ministry. Ministry is actually the main thing. You can be gifted, but you need character to carry the gift. You can be very gifted, but you need character. Your problems, your general problems as church members is character. Yeah. The ability to maintain the grace of God upon your life. That is where you struggle. You're not patient. You can't take nonsense. Your fuse is short. You just behave anyhow. You are not serious. You are not disciplined. You can't pray. You can't read your Bible. All those things is what holds a gift together. So when you see somebody like that, successful. Look at him. Look at him. This is him. Behind him, behind him rather, is friends of drinking 20-something year old. He was on his way to Suriname. 18 and 19 boys he's drinking with. That is the problem, ladies and gentlemen. So if you don't pay tithe, you will think that your life is okay. You may be doing your business. You may be working. You may be moving around like nothing is wrong. But I came to tell you this morning that there is a spiritual problem behind such a behavior. There's a spiritual problem behind such a behavior. There is. Whether you see it or not, there is something behind it. You can be shining. But then let's look at the behind the scenes stories. That's what you're really made up of. A building is nothing but the foundation. So you cannot serve God, follow God, and hold back money from God. There's a problem with that. There's a problem. There is a problem. There is a problem. There must be a problem for you to follow God and to sing and to praise and and then when it comes to money. Yeah. The Bible says Naaman the Syrian, he was a successful army commander, but he was leprous. Yes. Yeah, it's complicated. Naaman the Syrian, Zacchaeus, he was all of that, but he was short. That, no matter what you see. Yeah. And so we are looking at some of the spiritual problems of people who do not pay tithe. Are you going to pay tithe from today? Yeah, Patricia, are you going to pay tithe from today? Yeah. You can be walking around. You have a problem. Sailor cannot solve it. Yeah. Sailor cannot solve it. What's number one? You have it? Are you here? You've gone home. Really, I missed you last week. Oh, yeah. When you come with fire. Elijah walks with fire all the time. What's number one? People who do not pay tithe. Okay, the people are helping you. People who do not pay tithe, or people do not pay tithe because they are unfaithful. Because if you are faithful, you will do what you are supposed to do. Anytime you don't do what you're supposed to do, you're unfaithful. Don't only think that faithfulness and unfaithfulness, especially when it comes to marriage, is when somebody goes out to be with another person. That's just one aspect of unfaithfulness. Unfaithfulness generally is not being who or what you say you will do. That's you're unfaithful. If you tell me you'll come and you don't come, you're unfaithful. If you say, oh yeah, I'll do this, it's unfaithful. If you don't do it, yeah. Are you with me? Yeah. If you say you will do something and you don't do it, you are an unfaithful person. You have a spiritual problem. Yeah. Excedrin can't deal with it. Paracetamol can't take care of it. Extra strength, migraine with cocaine inside, it will not help you. Those things have cocaine inside, you know. Those extra strength, it has a lot of drugs. Yeah, to numb your pain for you. And then you feel like, it's only the extra strength that works. You are drug addict. Excedrin extra. The scripture there is John chapter 12, verse 4 and verse 5. Number two, you have number two? People who do not pay tithes, because they are rebellious. Rebellion is what does not make you do what God says you should do. As rebellion. Danny, are you there? Is it working?
You're getting better. You're getting wiser. You're looking more nicer. Yes, there's something about you. Yeah, something is working. Yeah. I'll give you visa one night at Granny's place. Okay, just one night. 24 hours. People do not pay tithes because they are rebellious. Rebellious. Now, you see, the whole tithe paying thing is that you can't follow God with part of you. You follow God with all of you. Yeah. That's why even in Guyana, we like family things. Family. What do they say? Family is there. Family is what? What did they say? Family is there. Family is everything. Family is everything. Yeah. People like family. People don't joke with their children, you know. Yeah. That is why I sometimes want you to remember that your child, he came out of marriage. So your child is actually unclean. If you look at it biblically, those of you who had the children outside marriage. Yeah, I'm talking about Bible. So when you try to make your child the most important thing around, I can bring the Bible to let you know that God is rather the most important, not your child. Especially how, you know, we do our things. Yeah. People don't pay tithe because they say, there's a rebellious spirit. Watch people who are not able to give God a tenth of their increase. It's rebellion. What does the Bible say? 1 Samuel chapter 15, verse 21. People do not pay tithe because they are rebellious. But the people took of the spoil, sheep, and oxen, the chief of the things which should have been utterly destroyed. Now, the little background to this before I continue is that God told the Israelites they were going to war. He told King Saul that when they defeat the people, they shouldn't take anything. They should destroy everything. You get it? And so they go to war. They destroy the people, but then they took of the things that the people own. So it's like, let's say, just like some people who, let's say even the police force, sometimes when they bust people with cocaine and all of that, it's not all the cocaine they report about. You get it? It's like, Charlie, no. I know somebody who can just at least 1 kilo, at least. It's like when you are somewhere, you know, somebody drops something, you know, you don't say it. You don't want to disclose it, non-disclosure. God said, when you take that city, make sure you don't take anything. You see, God has a way of saying that. I don't want people to say that it is those people, you kill somebody to take their things. You understand? Auntie Dion was telling me that some old lady told her that, they've killed their father. And she was crying. I said, girl, you like cry. The man is big, but the man is 87 years old. What do you want a man to do? You don't want him to die? Eh? All kinds of problems a man has. Medical problems. You want him to be alive and suffer? I learned when he was being taken to hospital the night. He held on to the steer, the taxi. He was sitting in the front. He was holding the steering wheel. Yeah, he said he wouldn't go to the hospital. His legs were on the dashboard and his hands were, he was holding the steering wheel with the taxi driver. Yeah. And they managed to take him to the hospital. When he got to the hospital, they tried to, you know, give him, you know, infusion and all of that. Pull the thing out. He said, he wants to go home and die. He didn't come home, but he died. The man is tired.
Don't you read in the Bible? And the Bible says that, and he gave up the ghost. People die when they give up. You only die when you want to die. There's a death you die when you want to die. Because your spirit must be broken first. Yeah. And you see these movies that are not real. People just don't die. Oh. You can't take them out. You shoot them and they are still coming. You shoot them and they are still coming. Even Terminator, I say, I'll be back. Never say die. You have a fighting spirit. You get it. And so God told them, don't take anything. I know what I am your God. I know what to do for you. I know what to do. And that is what God is telling you. God is saying, don't, the one tenth, don't take it. I am God. I know what I am doing in your life. Don't touch things. Don't get into things when you say that I am your Lord and I'm in charge of your life. Don't help yourself. Mr. Charlene, can you hear me? Beautiful. But the people, God says, don't take it, but the people. And people are always like that. Don't, and they will. Don't, and they will. Don't, and they will. People are always like that. Since Adam and Eve, God said, don't touch it. They said, we will touch it. Spiritual problems. But the people took of the spoil, sheep and oxen, the chief of the things which should have been utterly destroyed. Please give me new living translation, Charlie. We're in the village. let's read what we can understand. We're in number two border. Then my troops brought in the best of the sheep. Goats. Do you know goats? I have one goat outside there. Yeah. And plundered to sacrifice to the Lord. They plundered to sacrifice to the Lord. You get it? Your God in Gilgal. But someone replied, what is more pleasing to the Lord? What is more pleasing? Because apparently you don't know what is more pleasing. And that is a question you should ask yourself. What is more pleasing to God? Do you know what is more pleasing to God? Are we here to please God or we want to please ourselves? What is more pleasing to God? Your burnt offerings and sacrifices or your obedience to his voice? Which one? I invite people to church. So, I'll come up. Please pray for me. I'll come a good day. Take this and put it in an offering for me. Offering box for me. Some people do that. They're very religious. They think that what they have to give is what God is interested in. Parents think that if they send their children, it is as equal as they going. Many parents like to send their children and they stay home. You rather are the one who's supposed to take the lead and let your children follow. Yes. Because it is also the black man who takes his wife and children to church. Rather than the women are in church and the black boys are out there. That's a spiritual problem. If Gavin doesn't come to church and bring his wife and bring his children, there's a spiritual problem to that. The one that God created first was the man. How can you sit home and let a woman come to church? I thought you were so wise that you knew what was good for a human being. I was wrong about you. The man must champion things. The man must. That is what I know from the Bible. That is not from the culture I grew up in. The man champions things. The man is the head of the house. He is the one who is in charge of the house.
Yes. That's why when we started buying iPad, I don't know whether you have an iPad still. Now your phone does everything, so you're trying to. Yeah. When we started buying iPads, and then Brother Sherwin, I said, Brother Sherwin, you need an iPad. He said, yes, Bishop. And he bought an iPad and he gave it to Kechi. You remember? So we were having a meeting and I was inspecting people's tablets. And then I go to Brother Sherwin. I said, Brother Sherwin, where is your iPad? He said, he bought his Kechi. He bought that one for Bo when he gave it to Kechi. You can buy one for yourself. I said, Brother, go and take that iPad. You buy it for you first. First things first. Proton. You don't buy for you. You buy for you first. You were created first. You must be on top and above. Not the man must be the one. Let me tell you. I am the one who decided to. I was the one who was sent to Guyana, not mommy. Yeah. I was the one who was. It was Abraham who was sent. Sarah had to just tag along. So if Gavin stays home and Unika comes to church, there's something wrong about that. That's a spiritual problem. I don't know if you understand what I'm trying to say. You see, if we had that, you will not have a child father who you don't talk to. He will be the first one to know how to handle you and treat you. Your state would have been different. Yeah. No, if we had that, most of you women, your life would have been different. Because he would have feared God, he would have followed God, and would have learned to treat his neighbor better than himself. Oh, it's deep. People are receiving on this side. Yeah, so I was telling him, I said, Danny, run. Win trophies. I think it's useless anyway in Guyana, but what do you have to keep and to maintain the fame you build up? It's a spiritual problem. Yeah. You see, some people were questioning a while ago why we are sending some other people's children to Ghana and our children are not going to Ghana. Our children are from there already. They don't need to go there. It's very clear. The difference is so clear that you is someone who doesn't think. Who will think that, I'm punishing, I'm sending you to Ghana to punish. They, our children, Adam is going to be a pastor. Joshua said he wants to be a pastor also. But Adam doesn't have to go to Ghana. He's Ghana himself. He's Ghana. What is he? He's Ghana himself. Yeah. And so you see that, and he passed all his subjects CXE, so he's going to do CAPE. Few of the men here pass CXE and go and do CAPE. So you see that this material doesn't need any quarantine. And no vaccination is needed here. Did you get it? But Leon here, Leon, who is dancing with him thinking that they are the same, he has more problems. Even though he comes from a marital home, he's different from someone who doesn't come from a marital home. Yeah, because no matter how good you are, the environment determines and dictates. So the environment has too much power over whether you come from a marital home or not. Yeah. So rebellion. People are rebellious. He said, I will not give it. I will not give it. 1/10? How? What? From where? And there is something different in taking 1/10 of your money and giving it to the church. Or let's say the pastor. Let's say that you're even giving it to the pastor. There's a certain power. There's a certain character or there's a certain spirit you have to take your money and give it to a pastor. There's something about you that others don't have. Yeah.
It cannot be okay that God says that don't when you kill them, don't take anything, and then you take it and send it out. No, this God doesn't know that these sheep, they are very fat and nice. This type of sheep, we don't even have them in Jerusalem. Or these ones will be good for sacrifice. God said, do it. So someone is asking, what is better? What do you think is better? Listening to God or trying to do your own thing? And that is what many people suffer in the church. We try to do things by ourselves. That's what Hannah said in her prayer in 1 Samuel 2. She said, "You can't, it's by strength you will not succeed." We try our own financial gimmicks. Budgeting, coaching, money this. Every month you budget, you still don't see your money. But you take your salary and add it, and look at your salary and look at your life. There's no reflection of your salary in your life. You know, your salary is not bad at all. Because what is pleasing to the Lord? What do you think is pleasing? What do you think is pleasing? To listen to him or to try and do your own thing? And rebellion is trying to do your own thing. Rebelling. Something has been said, something has been established, and you said no. Not that your own way. Rebellion. Then Samuel says that he said, listen, hear me. Obedience is better. To do what you are asked to do is far better than to bring a big cow and submission is better than offering the fat of rams. So the problem behind people who don't give a tenth to God is because they have rebellious sicknesses, bacteria, viruses who call rebellion. They want to do their own thing. It's true. It's true. You don't pay tithe because you have your own plans. Yeah. You have your own plans. That's why you don't pay tithe. Because when you see the one tenth, and then you see the children. Hey. Child father is not minding you, he's not bringing money, and you see you are alone by yourself, and all of this is diseases from childhood that has brought all these problems. So things have twisted, and therefore we think that if we can take a little bit, you know, let me I'll pay tithe by next year I'll start afresh. Next year resolution, because 2021 you missed months. You missed months. Many potholes in your tithe card. So you bring your tithe in December, you tell the people it's July. Because you don't want any gaps. You want the June one. Actually, the last time you paid tithe was June. Now the next time is December. You don't want the card to look your face. So you are saying that, oh, but this tithe was for July. But we're in December. One thing you want to do. You want to do your own thing. He said, listen, to obey, to follow. People don't like to follow things. Your life will be better if you stop doing your own things and follow what God has said you should do. I'm telling you. And I've said it and I'll say it over and over again. If I was living in Europe like I was, I will probably look so glorious, but I will never have this. Now, when you live in Europe, Charlie, even your white shirt is white shirt, or not this white shirt that Michael's engagement. These are the shades of white. Shades of white. I should have checked the picture with the girls. I think they had white. I'm sure the white was also very different. Shades of white. Because of Guyana water. Yeah. That alone. I remember one of my trips from Ghana. I think I stopped over, in London or so. And I want to put my shirt in the washing machine. Oh. When I put it inside, I think there were some white things there. When I compared the white and my white, I felt very bad.
I said, the people will say that I come from some far place, some forest I came from. My height has changed. Even that alone. And you know it. Those who live abroad, when they take pictures, you can see it.
Yeah.
Diana, when they take picture, they pose. Even Trinidad. You see, if you take a picture in Trinidad, it will look like you are abroad. The atmosphere is the designing, the buildings, the lights. Here, the place here is dark.
Hey.
So, no streetlights. You have to put your flash on. If you walk in Trinidad in some parts, you take a picture. Oh, it's like you are somewhere else. Isn't it, Anna? Yeah. So those things now make you think that all is well. All is not well. I was doing my own thing. You see, when I went to Europe, Bishop Dagwood Mills didn't know how I got there. For him to be used by God to tell me, remove yourself from this place and go to Guyana. At least let me go back to Ghana where I came from. At least I have people there. I have friends, I have relatives, I have house. And let me just go there. Don't say I should go to another country. When I left Ghana in 1990, October of 1990, that's when I left Ghana. I was 21 years old. I left Ghana to go to Europe to see greener pastures. I didn't know anybody called Dagwood Mills. And now 2003, it's actually 1994 I met him. And since then, he has had a very great influence in my life because I believe he's a man of God. He's the one who 2003 told me to go to Jamaica. Jamrock. And I couldn't go. Then 2004, my boss fired me. Out of the blue. Then I called him. I said, Bishop, just like how I got saved. When that my girlfriend left me, I didn't want no more girlfriend. I said, you know what? Is that right? Where's the church? Please show me where's the church. I want to go to church. Me want to see no woman no more. Yeah, time. Yeah. I want to be on the straight and narrow. Me want to see no woman no more. Yeah, I want Jesus. Me want no woman. That's what happened to me. Yeah. And it looks like I have been a disobedient child. So God actually speaks to me in a very harsh way. Because the way I used to treat the girl, God looked at me from heaven and said, this boy is stupid. this thing, you don't give it to woman, you know. This thing that this boy giving to woman, it is not for woman. It's for me. She said, I'm going to teach you a lesson. And he taught me a very hard lesson. If I had a gun, I would have killed somebody. I'm telling you. The girl, I don't know. I think Delon understands what I'm talking about. Broken heart? Have you experienced that before? Oh, may the Lord never let you go through broken heart. A girl that you think that you it's like, no way. It's my world. What? That's the right word. It's my world. You are my world. It's true. My everything was around that girl. Everything. If I'm going out, I have to meet her somewhere. I mean, when you see her, you see me. It's like my shadow. We have become one. Then God said, this boy is stupid. Then he made the girl marry, whilst we were together, marry somebody else. Because otherwise, how else would she get rid of me? She couldn't get rid of me. Oh, yeah, how can she get rid of me? I look at somebody you can get rid of. No. My feet are planted on solid ground. I shall not be moved. The girl, can you believe that my girlfriend, Olinda, God forbid, like how you and Richard there. Richard married somebody right when, not like that. The girl married. So then the next weekend I met her, she was somebody's wife. And we still there. We were still there. On paper, we were still there. I couldn't believe it. I prayed nobody does that to you ever in your life. Right, you see, disobedience is what makes people do. God make me open the door for that to happen. Wow. So when Bishop said I should go, 2003, I didn't go. 2004, God said, you try that. I got this nice job. I said, let me just work a little bit, save some money. I wanted to do my own thing, save some money. And then I'll pay off some things that I have to pay off. Then I'll say, Bishop, I'm ready. Where can I go? God said, you stupid. I said, you play stupidity again? You don't remember what happened to you? You didn't learn your lesson. We were doing some wrist shuffling at the workplace. My department was a small department. And so I was going to become a big manager with more people. That was a plan. When the whole reshuffling, restructuring finished, then my boss called me and said, you are fired. It was the other day I forgave him, my boss. The thing, it's only these two things that have really paid me in my life. Yes, I mean, the job was good. You see, I was the only black manager in a white environment. Prince! It's just like from the skin, the Lord elevates you and you feel so different. I felt more different than you, Prince. The only black man in a pool of white people. Yeah. I was the phone with a laptop. I remember one day my boss, Peter Hauserman, he was from Switzerland, the Swiss guy. He left his, manager's cars are big cars. I think it was, no, 212. No, 212. No, 212. He left his vehicle. He had to fly off to France. So he left his vehicle for me in Amsterdam. And he said, I should, if I don't mind driving it to France for him. So from Holland. I said, I don't mind at all. I took it to church the Sunday. The Sunday I took it to church to go and preach. Big vehicle. And then the next day, I drove from Holland all the way to France. That's those days we had, it was a book, A to Z. The map was in the book. So you open the book and you look at it. Okay, so, A24, then you join A45, like that. So you get to a point, you stop, you open the book, and then you continue. Nice job. That's a job that I told you. I never knew that when you go to a restaurant, you can have four forks, four knives, and four spoons. I asked myself, what is all this thing for? Yeah, I never knew. I said, where I come from, we even use our hands to eat. What is all of this? Everything is here. Fork, knife, spoon, spork, teaspoon, everything is here. Five. They bring you bread. They bring olive oil with spices inside. Eat. And I saw them, the white people, they break the bread, they put in the olive oil, and they eat. I said, eat. All right, so I also be like, I see, me too, I know what's going on. I also break the bread, I put in the oil, I put in my mouth, I said, I had to steal you because you can't play like he's a bushman. The act of following. Then my boss said he was going to make me a bigger manager, more salary, and more influence as a black man. More power. Then when the whole restructuring was finished, he called me to the office and he said, you are fired. I left everything and I went home. Even mommy, when I went to mommy, she was crying. I didn't cry. She was the one crying. She felt the pain. More than what I mean. Yeah, she was crying. I remember. Yeah. Then just like I told God, me want no girl. I want Jesus. I called Bishop. I said, Bishop, please, where did you say I should go? I don't want to live here. I surrender. He said, why? I said, Bishop, you can't believe this. My boss fired me just yesterday. He said, what did you do? I said, please, I don't even know what I did. So really, that's a very sad, that's a bishop. It's all right. I'll get back to you. The taste to live in a country left me. Yeah. Don't be a stupid child to God, though. He will give you good lesson. That's why I'm here. If I was doing my own thing up to today, 16 years after, I lived there for 15 years. I would have been living there for 31 years. 31 years. And Karen, I will still not have this. I will still not have you. What is important? He said, what is more pleasing to the Lord? He said, your offerings and sacrifices or to obey his voice. Which one? Which one is better? Which one? Which one? And God speaks to all of you. Everybody here, you can't tell me that God doesn't speak to you. You just don't hear. Yes, I
hear. Yeah. Yes, I hear.
Rebellion. I want to do my own thing. Sometimes some small pride.
Nobody knows you.
That's why I'm telling you that when people go forward and obey God and God blesses them, when you see people like that, you don't fight them. You don't fight. It's not everybody you can fight in your life. There must be some people that this person, I would never have a fight with him. You must have those resolutions. Yeah, no, that this person, if the person does anything to me, it's okay, it's not a problem. You must have that in your life. And one of them is your pastor. Because when God chooses somebody to be a blessing to you, it depends on how you treat the person. That's why when even they give you a water supply in your house, if you don't treat them well, they come and disconnect it. They give you power for you to watch TV and cook and microwave and all of that. If you don't treat them well, they come and they cut it. So if God gives you a man of God, a man for him to be a blessing to you, if you fail, he will cut you off, the man of God. And so you have to say, now this person here, I upset myself. If GPL, please don't go and tell them, if GPL sends me $2 million bill, I'll pay. Because then people are not reasonable. You can't talk to anybody there. You can't. You query. Oh, customer service. The people don't even look at your face. You query, they will not do anything. So I said, if they bring me a bill of $2 million, I'll say, no problem. Please, can I pay 10,000 every month? All right, no problem. Thank you very much. Yeah, pay me, but thank you very much. Because I know GPL, you never win with GPL. And if I fight them, my house will be very dark. So when it comes to GPL, they send me my bill by email or WhatsApp. I'm sure you the same thing. When it comes, I go online and I give them the money. Finish. GTNT internet, they come, I pay. Meanwhile, no problem. All them people. There are some people, you don't get into trouble with them. Yeah. I said, your landlord. Don't joke with your landlord. Don't joke with your landlord. Before they put your things outside. In a garbage, with a garbage bag you'll be carrying around. It's rebellion. That does not allow us to pay tithe. We have things. All this, all that. No. All this, all that. You are rising up against an order. You are rising up against an instruction. You are rising up against an advice. And there is something wrong about this. A spiritual problem behind that. Is my time up? I'm sure. Stand to your feet, please. My time is up. All right. Yeah, no, my time is up. It's 1 o'clock. Stand to your feet. Put your hands together for the Lord. If I start the second point, we'll go at 2 o'clock. That's another hour. Hallelujah. Beautiful. Well, have you learned something? There are things behind. And you use the doctor's story. If you don't know anything, use the doctor's story. Yeah, use the doctor's story. How can such a, a decent descent. Man, such a profession. Think about the right spirit. You have the right spirit, no matter how you become, if you become popular, the right spirit will carry you. Hallelujah. Let's pray. Here I am to worship, and here I am to bow down, and here I am to say that you're my God. You're all together, love, all together, worship. Father, this afternoon, thank you for your word. We can only exhibit rebelliousness when we keep back what belongs to you. You're asking us, and you've taught us that indeed many have robbed you in tithe and offerings. Saul here did his own thing when he was instructed to do something. Heal us from the spiritual problems of one always trying to do our own things and not what pleases God. Because of what we have heard, I know our lives are better. Because of what we have heard, I know our lives have been healed. Because of what you have heard, I know we are washed and we are cleansed. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. I mean, you're here this afternoon, you're not saved, you're not born again. You want to say, Bishop, please pray for me. I want to give my heart to Jesus. If you're here this afternoon, you know deep down in your heart, if you die right now, you don't even know whether there's a heaven or there's a hell. Let me tell you, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in Jesus will not perish but have everlasting life. You want to say this afternoon, Bishop, please pray for me. Pray for me. I'm not asking those who are here for the first time. No. I'm asking those who maybe you came today, maybe your first time or your second time, but you have not accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior. You just don't come to church. You repent. You have to have a transformation. You have to kind of have the spirit of the one who owns the church before you can be around here. Otherwise, you'll be here and not belong to him or be part of him. Bishop, pray for me. I want Jesus. I want to give my heart to God. I want to go to heaven when I die. Right now, I'm not sure. Please help me. If you're here like that, I want to pray with you. Wherever you are, every eye closed, every head bowed, you want to lift up your right hand. You want to lift up your right hand and say, Bishop, please pray for me. I want to give my heart to God. God bless you. God bless you. I see the hand. God bless you. 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 I want to give my heart to God. I want to do it. I want to let him have it. I don't want to do my own thing. I want to be obedient to God. You are here like that. Just your right hand up high. Your right hand up high. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. You lifted up your hand and ask you to come to the front. Come without shyness. Come. Very good. Come to the front. Clap for them as they come. Give it. Give your heart to God. Give your heart to God. Give it. Give it. Join them. Join them as they come. You want to join them? Don't hesitate. Clap for them as they come. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. You want to give your heart to Jesus? Come to Jesus now. Come. Come. God is calling you. God is calling you. God is calling you. You will be here for the first time. You'll be here for the second time. You need to give your heart to Jesus. Otherwise, when you die, you will not make it to heaven. Bishop, please pray with me. Come wherever you are.
To see myself upon.
You're still in the congregation. You probably didn't understand what I said. If you don't have Jesus in your heart, when you die, you go to hell. But when you have Jesus, when you die, you go to heaven, a peaceful place. If you are not sure about your state, come to the front. I want to pray for you. You are here. You are not sure. Well, Bishop, what you are talking about, I don't even understand. That's okay. Come to the front. I want to pray with you. Come. here in the congregation, I just feel in my heart that one or two more people should come. You should come, you should give your heart to Jesus. Remember, when you don't do these things, there is a problem behind why you don't want to do it. There's a problem. There's a problem. Just ask yourself, why don't I want to hear what God is telling me to do? So you're in the congregation, you want to give your heart to God. Walk to the front very quickly before I pray. Quickly, wherever you are, come. You want to give your heart to Jesus? Come to the front. Bishop, I want you to pray for me. I want to give my life to God. You may be coming to church also and you don't know Jesus. You need to come forward and give your heart to Christ. All right, we'll ask you guys to say this prayer with me. I want the church to join in as we pray together. Say with me, Heavenly Father, I am a sinner. I'm sorry. Forgive me of all my sins. Wash me with the blood of Jesus. I believe with all my heart that Jesus came and died on the cross of Calvary for me to have a better life. I realize it. I recognize the death of Jesus Christ, and I receive Jesus. I open my heart and I accept Jesus Christ to be my Lord and my Savior. Change me. Change my life. And let me do better. I believe in your word that says that if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. I believe by this prayer, I have experienced a turnaround in my life. I'm born again. My name is in the book of life. I am a child of God. Thank you, Father, for saving my soul. In Jesus' name. Amen. Father, I pray for these young men. Thank you for their life. Thank you for their life. Thank you for this change. Thank you for this transformation. Thank you that this is forever. That things will come, but this confession of faith is forever. Let them walk with you like others walk with you in the Bible until the end of their days. Peter said he will die with Jesus. Let these ones die, walk and die with Jesus. Thank you for new beginnings and new seasons that you have gifted them with. I know your mighty hand is at work right now. And therefore continue to work in their lives. Continue to turn them into those and the people and the type of people you want them to be. I give you praise. I give you glory for miracles. I thank you for testimonies. In Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you.
May his favor be upon you and a thousand generations and your family and your children and their children and their children. May his favor be upon you and a thousand generations and your family and your children. Children, may his favor be upon you and a thousand generations, and your family, and your children, and their children, and their children. May his presence go before you.
have been blessed by the powerful teaching of God's Word. For booking and more information on the ministry of Bishop Collins, please call us on 592-225-6760 or email us at shepherdhousegy@gmail.com. You can also log on to www.shepherdhouseinternational.org. God richly bless you.